job here. I had a car tested with the emissions before I tried it, and I was, you know, was putting out like over 1,000 parts per million of just hydrocarbon. And I changed the oil and put in one liquid ring, and 200 miles later, the engine was only putting out about half that amount of hydrocarbon.
For more information on liquid ring or to place your order, call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245. Liquid Ring is now available through the American Freedom Radio Network.
About your health. Now, it's really very interesting. If you look and see what's happening in Russia, the average man in Russia dies at 58 or 59. Why is that? I mean, certainly most people, and even the Russian people, certainly in centuries past have lived 67 years, certainly in not too long ago, Russian men were living a full life, and now they're dying early. And the question is, why is that? Well, a recent study, and if any of you'd like to see it, we'd be glad to get you a copy of it, but a recent study was done comparing men living in the United States, and I think it was age 55 to 64, comparing men in the United States in that age group, 55 to 64, with people living in Great Britain of the same age, and of course, quite comparable, even if you correct for racial differences or for the fact that blacks ordinarily seem to die younger than whites do. But even if you just compare the whites in both countries, why, you'll find out that here in the United States, we have twice as much cancer, we have twice as much diabetes, half again as many heart attacks and hypertension and strokes as a comparable group of men in Great Britain. Even though those people drink a great deal more, much more excessively, smoking's the same, why is there so dramatic a difference between the health of people here in the United States and the people of Great Britain? Are they doing something to us, too, like they're doing to the people in Russia to kill them off early? It's hard for people to understand. There really are those who want to kill off large numbers of people, and those of you who listen to our program regularly have heard me talk about the Georgia Guidestones. I just got a letter within this email this last week from a gentleman who lives in Georgia, close to Elberton, Georgia, who mentioned that they used to have a hunting club very, very close to the Georgia Guidestones there in Elberton, and every Halloween they'd be having great celebrations there. You see, Halloween is a satanic date. It's a satanic holiday, and we know, having been through the files there at the local newspaper, the regular satanic ceremonies held there at the Georgia Guidestones. And of the 10 commandments there that come from the very pit of hell, number one is maintain the population of the world population at 500 million in constant balance with nature, which means that somebody, whoever it is, who built the Georgia Guidestones, intends to kill off 90% of the world population. And we shouldn't be surprised. After all, Jacques Cousteau has suggested we had to eliminate 365,000 people a day, making Adolf Hitler really more of a piker than anything compared with Jacques Cousteau. And yet, Jacques Cousteau always gets such a good press, and Adolf Hitler always gets a bad press. They were both evil and wicked people. But of course, they create our perception. And most people would never know about Jacques Cousteau or so many of the other people who have advocated mass genocide in the modern day world. And I would like to suggest that it is really being carried out today. We've killed 100 million people by outlawing DDT and all your stories you hear about the soft eggshells. That's because they fed the birds a diet with DDT and no calcium in it. And when they've repeated the studies, why, the eggshells were normal, and of course what happened was the editors of the scientific journals refused to actually print the retraction by the authors of the original article. And so many good people honestly believe the eggshell story, but we've killed 100 million people. And recently they said, oh, shucks. Well, you know, really, if DDT is used properly and sprayed in bedrooms and in homes in Africa, it cuts down, you know, 90% of the malaria. So we've killed 100 million people. Just so sorry. Well, it was just a little mistake, and it wasn't a mistake at all. If you've read my material, my population agenda monograph, and you'll find it up on our webpage with all the references, we outlawed DDT because it was saving too many human lives. Well, one of the things and one of the reasons I believe that we are as healthy as we are is because we have access to vitamins and minerals and other things that we need for our good health. And there's a conscious effort to take that away from us by something called Codex Alimentarius. And that's why Dr. Rima Labor is with us this morning, and she's going to talk to us about some of the exciting things. Because, you see, in other countries, people are a lot smarter than they are here. They don't have quite as much press control and television control. Dr. Labo, tell us what's going on as far as the Codex is concerned.
I'd be happy to. Thanks for having me this morning. Codex Alimentarius, to very quickly define it for people who may still be unfamiliar with it, Codex Alimentarius is Latin for food rules. And there is a Codex Alimentarius Commission, which was created by the United Nations in 1962 to take over and set the standards for the world's food supply. Codex Alimentarius is meant to set standards and control the world's food supply so that everything that goes into your mouth, with the exception of drugs, of course, everything that goes into your mouth is defined and controlled by the Codex Alimentarius Commission. That means meat and milk and ground nuts and preserved apricots and vitamins and minerals. And Codex Alimentarius is backed up by the World Trade Organization's trade sanctions, so that if a country does not abide by Codex Alimentarius rules, all of which favor the multinational corporations and all of which favor ill health and early death, then they get hit with trade sanctions, big trade sanctions.
What's wrong with communism is it's centralized planning. So why are we pushing centralized planning? Why is our government pushing centralized planning throughout the world and for nutrition? What makes you think that they're so much smarter, or do they have a different agenda? Are they really concerned about our health, or are they concerned about creating ill health? Please go ahead.
I am a physician. I have practiced natural medicine, that is drug-free medicine, for more than 35 years, Dr. Stan. During that...
Hold on, we'll get right back here in just a moment with Dr. Rima Labo. It's vitally important. You understand, you're going to have to be responsible for your health. And we're going to tell you what you need to do to maintain it. Don't listen to the experts. And it's your life.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of C&C Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. This is Michael Golden, and I'm pleased to announce the release of my new CD, Mikamot HaKodeshi, Holy Places. Holy Places is a collection of some of my favorite praise and worship songs. It's available now at the American Freedom Network for only $15 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 to order your copy of Holy Places. Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it. Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245. It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone. In all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial by an impartial jury of the state and district wherein the crime shall have been committed, which district shall have been previously ascertained by law, and to be informed of the nature and cause of the accusation,
to be confronted with the witnesses against him, to have compulsory process for obtaining witnesses in his favor, and to have the assistance of counsel for his defense. Article 6 of the Bill of Rights.
Pure drinking water is essential to a healthy life, and everyone using the British Birkfield and Berkey series of water filters will benefit by adding the PF4 reduction elements to their system. The PF4 works to help absorb MTBE, fluoride, lead, and arsenic, as well as DBCPs, THMs, and various pesticides and herbicides, and heavy metal ions. A set of four PF4 filters are available for only $85 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245.
Dr. Stan here. Dr. Labo is with us this morning. Dr. Labo, you pick up the story here, and I'll be quiet for a while.
No need to be quiet. This is something that that requires active questioning and interaction with, because it's so hard to wrap your mind around, that people really need to ask their questions and answer their questions for themselves. And by the way, if you'd like more information than we can possibly get into today, please visit our website at www.healthfreedomusa.org. That's www.healthfreedomusa.org. So I was saying that having read a great deal of Codex, I understand that Codex has set out to violate the foundations, the pillars of good health globally. Good health, after all, and I'm a physician who has practiced natural medicine for more than 35 years before I closed my practice to take Codex on, and we'll talk about that in a little bit. Codex makes rules and sets standards that violate the everything that keeps people healthy. So every rule that Codex makes serves the multinational corporations and violates the health requirements of people. What do I mean by that? Well, before we talk about vitamins and minerals, which are under significant attack here and elsewhere in the world, because healthy people are just bad customers for the pharmaceutical industry, and that's the bottom line. Let's talk about the other things that Codex has already done. Codex requires that all food that moves internationally must be irradiated. And Codex, remember, also tells countries that they have to adopt the Codex standard as their own domestic regulation in order not to be hit with World Trade Organization sanctions. So all food irradiated.
What does that actually do? Does that in any way interfere with the nutrition, change the vitamins, minerals? Does it create any problems as far as changing the protein makeup of the foods?
Well, if you like cancer, it's just dandy. The fats become altered and become things like benzene, which is a known carcinogen. The protein structure is changed so that instead of being digestible, the protein becomes toxic. The level of free radicals, and we know that free radicals cause large numbers of diseases, cancer, cardiovascular disease, diabetes, etc. The degenerative diseases are free radical diseases. Those free radicals are increased dramatically
by radiation.
By irradiation, we have dead bacteria and dead organisms and their toxins, which are left in the irradiated food. Irradiation, despite the propaganda to the contrary, is a significant problem. And currently, to comply with Codex, the United States alone is building 200 cesium food irradiation plants. That means 200 plants where food is zapped with high-energy radioactivity. Now, the food doesn't become radioactive, but it does become toxic. So there's irradiation of food. We know that Codex has already decreed that every animal used for food must be treated with antibiotics and must be treated with growth hormones, despite the breathtaking health hazards that those practices bring about and the environmental hazards. We know that Codex requires that every dairy cow on the planet be treated specifically with Monsanto's recombinant bovine growth hormone, despite the premature puberty and the cancer and the autoimmune disease and the cruelty to the animal, by the way, as well as the damage to the environment. And
what does it specifically do to human beings who ingest this milk that's produced with this recombinant hormone?
Well, we know that estrogens and xenoestrogens, or foreign estrogens from plastics and other chemicals, unopposed by progesterone, cause breast cancer. They cause uterine cancer in women. These are synthetic estrogens that are introduced into the cattle and that are shed in the milk that we drink. So we are now drinking milk that is laced with synthetic estrogen. Synthetic estrogen increases cancer in both men and women. It increases cardiovascular disease. It increases senility. Terrifyingly, since children drink a lot of milk, it increases premature puberty. I understand that in Norway, girls in the fourth grade are routinely being given birth control pills in school so that their early puberty does not result in early pregnancy, because both girls and boys are experiencing toxin-induced premature puberty. Is this what you want for your daughters and your sons? So this milk, this toxic milk, becomes a vector of cancer and of senility and cardiovascular disease in children and in adults.
A lot of that is covered in Jeffrey Smith's book entitled Seeds of Deception. We actually carry that book, and we have in my interviews with Jeffrey Smith, who is really very, very accurate in his material. I would suggest people get it and learn about this recombinant growth hormone that they're giving to the cows that increases the milk supply about 30% to 40%. But a lot of farmers don't want to use it here in the United States, and they want to print, you know, disseminate information that their milk does not contain, you know, this recombinant growth hormone, and the government won't let them. They say, you can't say that. The milk is milk is milk, and it's not the same. There are changes. They know that. They just don't want you out there in the listening audience to realize what they're doing to your food. Will we end up like the Russians?
Well, we will end up worse than the Russians, because it's bad in Russia, but in Africa, the average male dies at 37, and there is no reason to think that the increase in disease and the increase in despair that comes with this kind of staggering destruction of a society will not kill men and women earlier, and children earlier and earlier. So when we get to when we think about Codex, we think about something that is intentionally serving the needs of its multi-corporate benefactors. That's Big Pharma, Big Chema, Big Biotechna, Big Agribiz, and Big Medica, because neither Big Pharma, the most powerful industry in the world, including war. There's more money in drugs right now than there is in war, if you can imagine that, globally. There's no reason to think that Big Pharma and Big Medica make any money at all unless people are sick and dying. The World Health Organization, which is one of the two parent organizations of Codex, says that the chronic diseases of undernutrition, that's cancer, cardiovascular disease, that's stroke, that's diabetes, that's obesity. Because obesity is a disease of undernutrition. that these diseases currently account for 59% of the global burden of death, and we're going to a place in world history where that number goes up and up and up through the active intervention of Codex Alimentarius to poison and destroy our food supply. But there's hope. There's hope, and I am very, very eager to tell your listeners about that hope, because it's incredibly important. You know, there are so many bad things that are orchestrated or that happen by accident that are coming toward us that it can be overwhelming. But there is, in fact, a trend within Codex, which I must say I'm very proud to have been a party to the initiation of, that may, in fact, turn Codex around or make it so unuseful, to the multinational masters of Codex, that they kill it. So I'm very, very pleased to tell you that there is finally some hope in Codex. I have to give you a little bit of background to make this make sense, and a lot of the background is available in our DVD, which is called Nutricide. The DVD, and Nutricide's a word that I made up. It means the death of populations through the manipulation of nutrition, and it also means, because it's my word, I can give it two definitions, it means the death of a body of knowledge about health through nutrition. Nutricide, the DVD, is available on our website, www.healthfreedomusa.org, and so is the Codex ebook. And the hope that I'm telling you about is embodied in the Codex ebook. So let me go back and tell you that about a year and a half ago, I closed my practice of natural medicine because I saw that Codex needed to have an opponent who was not just thinking tactically and acting tactically, but who was thinking and acting strategically. Now, my husband and I worked together in that practice. My husband is Major General Albert Stubblebine, and he's a genius at strategic thinking. So we decided that in order to deal with Codex, we would close the practice and devote ourselves about triple time. We work about 20 hours a day, and that we would first of all, create options for the United States, because unthinkably but truly, the United States' position is that it will harmonize with everything Codex wants, even when it violates U.S. law. Now, that's pretty awful. So among the things we're doing here is suing the United States government through something called a citizen's petition. Now, that means that everybody listening can go to the website, www.healthfreedomusa.org, and click on Sign the Petition. This is not just a grocery store petition. This is a legal challenge to the United States government because they are violating our laws in their Codex policy. Now, when you do that, you strengthen the protest here in the United States, and you build the constituency, the legal constituency, for changing U.S. Codex policy. So that's step number one. Do that. That's new. That has not been done before by any organization or individual in terms of Codex. So it's very important. And we need hundreds of thousands of signatures, millions of signatures. So share this with your friends after you sign it. Sign up for the newsletter and join the information flow that is not being spread by the major news media. Because there's a blackout, you can understand this is something that the pharmaceutical industry is behind, and they control so much of what happens on the media. But then we realized that our food supply is globalized, and we decided that we needed to go to the countries that, A, grow our food, and B, will be affected first and most strongly by this machine of death called Codex Alimentarius. and build a constituency for healthy food throughout the world. So, in January and February, my husband and I went to Africa, and we met with ministers of health, and we addressed the ministers of health, as a matter of fact, and we took upon ourselves the responsibility of sharing strategy.
We'll be back here in just a moment with Dr. Rima Lebo and tell you about her trip to Africa. People in other countries are a lot smarter than the American people. We've got to get them educated here.
Of Griffin Automotive, one of the proud sponsors of Rabbi Spivak's program. We are family-owned and operated, your new car alternative, specializing in one-owner, low-mileage Hondas, Toyotas, and Subarus, meticulously maintained, priced from $2,000 to $10,000. See us at Foothills in Pearl and Boulder, or call us at 303-447-9991. 303-447-9991.
16 of 16 terminally ill cancer patients fully recovered during a 1934 study sponsored by Dr. Milbank Johnson and the University of Southern California using Dr. Royal Rife's frequency generator. Rife invented the world's most powerful optical microscope capable of seeing a living virus. With it, he isolated bacteria and viruses that cause many diseases, such as asthma, allergies, arthritis, bronchitis, colitis, diabetes, Epstein-Barr, fibromyalgia, herpes, lupus, migraines, shingles, staph, strep, psoriasis, and more. Rife then found the frequencies that would destroy many viruses and bacteria. Doctors used Rife's instrument in the 1930s, 40s, and 50s and reported very high success rates. To receive the historic one-hour documentary about Dr. Royal Raymond Rife's lifelong quest to eliminate disease, call 1-888-486-4420. Call now for the free video and brochure about Rife's amazing discoveries. Call 1-888-486-4420 now.
Today, the role of glutathione is not well understood, but with studies proving that low levels of glutathione are seen in over 200 medical conditions and high levels are seen in people with excellent health, public awareness of the importance of glutathione is increasing. To discuss the positive possibilities of raising your glutathione through the use of a medically proven nutraceutical called ImmuniCal, call Candace at 303-520-0857. That's 303-520-0857.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
This is Michael Golden, and I'm pleased to announce the release of my new CD, Mikamot HaKodeshi, Holy Places. Holy Places is a collection of some of my favorite praise and worship songs. It's available now at the American Freedom Network for only $15 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 to order your copy of Holy Places.
Back here at the American Freedom Network. Dr. Lebo, I want you to get your telephone number and your website out one more time.
Okay. I'm not going to give out the telephone number.
Right.
I travel so widely that you won't get me by telephone, but I will give out my website and my email. The website is www.healthfreedomusa.org. www.healthfreedomusa.org. You need to go there and you need to become informed about Codex, because it is the single most significant threat to your health on the planet, because it is a planetary threat. But there's a solution. And the solution, my email is Natural Solution, that's singular, NaturalSolution, Natural Solution, at OptOnline, OptOnline.net, Natural Solution at optonline.net. Please write to me. I do answer every email, but I sometimes it takes me a little time because I get about 1,000 or more a day. So I was saying that strategic thinking means that you solve the problem at its root. You don't just deal with its effects. And what we did was call together a team of what I call my genetically engineered lawyers, good guy lawyers who have been consumer advocates and regulatory lawyers for our side for their entire careers. And I said, gentlemen, find the underbelly of Codex. Find the place where we and the other nations of the world can thrust our sword into it and protect ourselves by making it go away or by weakening it so that it can't hurt us and our children, because it's our children who will pay the greatest price for this madness, Stan. They are most vulnerable. Did I mention, probably not yet, Codex has brought back 7 of the 9 deadliest known. Codex has also created a whole series pesticide and veterinary drug standards that I can tell you as an environmental physician, which I am, are completely insane if your interest is health and longevity.
Well, now,
so anyway,
you mentioned they brought back 7 of the 9 what?
Deadliest pesticides known.
Okay.
In 2001, the Stockholm Convention was agreed to by 176 countries, including the United States, and they agreed to eliminate the use of 12 persistent organic pollutants, or POPs, which are so deadly that the world agreed they should never be used. Well, fast forward to 2005, when without so much as a by your leave, the Codex Pesticide Committee brought back these 7 deadly pesticides, so that if a bunch of grapes from Chile or wheat from someplace else or guavas or whatever from another part of the world has these deadly pesticides in them at these crazy high levels, then the United States, although it can detect it at the border with sophisticated scientific equipment, cannot keep this contaminated food out, lest it create, God forbid, a barrier to trade. And that would mean that it would be liable to sanctions from the World Trade Organization. So effectively, the global food supply is now contaminated to the benefit of the chemical industry and to the detriment of our bodies. So we're talking about a globally contaminated food supply. But there are countries that are still so poor that their national policy is not set by the multinational corporations, Big Pharma, Big Chema, Big Biotechna, Big Agribiz, Big Medica. So we decided to take the global, Codex Safe strategy that our lawyers developed to the poorest countries in the world, because we need to create a coalition for health in the world community to force the U.S. to join that coalition and take its a stand of moral and health leadership instead of taking a stand of prostitution to the multinationals, which is where its public policy is now. And therefore, as I was saying, General Stubblebine and I went to Africa, and we took a document which the lawyers and I wrote, which is available to everyone who wants it. If you go to www.healthfreedomusa.org, you will see an e-book. That is the very same book that we gave to ministers of health, to chairmen of Codex committees in these various countries, and we said to them, if you adopt a revised guideline or standard so that it's different, it's a pro-health guideline or standard rather than the one that Codex promulgated and ratified, and if you then enact the legislation that that makes this law in your country, you, and if it's based on better science, you now have a shield against these huge crippling World Trade Organization sanctions, which are the teeth of Codex. And these countries, Ethiopia, Ghana, terribly, terribly poor countries, said, thank you. We knew that Codex was going to kill us, but we did not know that we could do anything about it. Thank you so much. Then fast forward to May 1st through 8th in Ottawa, Canada. May 1st through 5th, Stan, in Ottawa, Canada. And we are now at the Codex Committee on Food Labeling and South Africa. South Africa takes the lead in the global pro-health movement. A woman named Antoinette Bouzien, whom we met and made friends with at a November Codex meeting in Germany, Antoinette Bouzien, single-handedly, because here's part of the secret, a single country can change what happens in Codex because they never use democratic principles. They never vote. They only, quote, achieve consensus. So this single heroic woman fought the United States, which opposes Optimum Health officially, and fought the other anti-health countries that are behind the Codex strategy, and she got inserted into Codex by herself the 11 principles that are mentioned. If you go to my website and you read our most recent press release under resources, you will see the whole story. She fought into Codex 11 pro-health principles, which represent the very first time in Codex's history since it was formed in 1962 where pro-health language exists. Now, this is so powerful that you know there will be a reaction against this. And that's why, of course, by the countries and groups of countries that are controlled by the multinationals, including the EU, by the way, where vitamins and minerals have just within the last couple of days been said by their official health organization to be dangerous for your health. Does that sound familiar? Does that sound like what the Institute of Medicine is saying? Does that sound like what the Wall Street Journal just promulgated in a full-page article about 6 weeks ago? Does that sound like the poison press that's continually emerging of nutrients?
You know, I think it's so interesting. Wall Street Journal has been sending me a free subscription to their newspaper. Now, I take it ordinarily, so I get two Wall Street Journals. Why are they giving me a free one? To influence me and other leaders throughout America with their lies.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to join us as we celebrate the Feast of Weeks, Pentecost, Shavuot. We've been counting the Omer, and the day comes down to June the 4th, 10:30 a.m., North Shore Lake Loveland at the Amphitheater. Join us as we welcome special guest speaker Eddie Chumney and Obadiah Frank. It'll be a day of feasting, music, dance, and joy. Call 303-654-9924 or 1-800-205-6245 for more information.
American Biotech Labs, a world leader in silver technology, introduces Silver Biotics, a patented silver supplement that's the ultimate immune system support, doctor recommended and a natural alternative. Dr. Ken Friedman, a medical research writer and author of the book The New Silver Solution, states, Silver Biotics is 96.8% bioavailable and can safely be used every day to support a healthy immune system. To order your Silver Biotics, call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Are you trying to make sense of a world gone mad? Can rising interest rates, huge budget and trade deficits, American jobs shift to China, and open borders really be good for America? Can a collapsing dollar, skyrocketing fuel prices, minimum wage jobs, and a wrecked Social Security system really lead us into economic prosperity? Who's going to buy your 401k as the baby boomers retire, selling out 70% of the U.S. equity markets when they go? Don't get caught holding the bag. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 480-575-7525. We offer all forms of gold and silver shipped and delivered at the utmost privacy at the most competitive pricing in the country. Nobody does it better. Call 480-575-7525 and we'll be happy to quote your prices or send you out a free brochure. Remember, hard assets will be there when all else fails. Call 480-575-7525 and you'll be treated with honesty and respect. You've got my word on it. I'm Eric Cedarstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Freedom Network, and I would like to suggest that the American people have to understand they're being betrayed by their leaders, by the people who control the mass media. They want to convince you, oh, vitamins and minerals are bad for you. My goodness, vitamin C and vitamin D can be hazardous to your health. And if you take 100,000 units of vitamin D every day, you'll get vitamin D toxicity, and that's probably true. But you certainly ought to be taking vitamin D supplements, because unless you're getting out in the sun, you're not getting the vitamin D. You're not getting the vitamin C from your diet, and your body doesn't produce vitamin C like all other animals do. Only human beings and fruit bats and hamsters don't make vitamin C in their own body. And the veterinarians, give vitamin C supplements to hamsters, but the government doesn't want to give vitamin C supplements to America because it might be hazardous for your health. So pick up the story there, Dr. Lee.
Well, I just want to take that thought and expand it for a moment, and that is that a sick population is easy to control.
Amen.
And a sick population is profitable. A sick population can't think for itself and can't say no to government policies that are insane, that are hurtful, that destroy the earth, that destroy the population. A sick population churns money into the coffers of the illness and death industry, and that, unfortunately, is one of the dominating factors in American and in global politics. So we, the people, have to take back our health. Now, on July 4th, ironically enough, on July 4th, 2005, with the jubilant and enthusiastic support of the United States, which is, by the way, the dominant dog in Codex, pretty much whatever the United States wants, the United States gets in Codex. But the United States didn't get what it wanted in Ottawa when South Africa fought these 11 pro-health principles into Codex, and now coming up in July of this year at the next Codex Alimentarius Commission meeting, that's the full commission, those 11 principles have to be dealt with. And so what I am doing with my husband is heading back to Africa, heading back to the countries that we met with before, and heading back to countries that we haven't met with but which have expressed interest in becoming part of the health coalition that will change things at Codex if we're successful. And we're going to be presenting them with their options and with more information about what they need to do to turn Codex into a pro-health organization, or at the very least, stop its deadly assault on the food supply of the world, including the most nutritionally vulnerable, who will die first. Now, I have to tell you, in order to do that, since we have no industrial support, we have no commercial support, we represent no multinational or other industry, it means that this battle, if it's important to you, if it's important to you, the listener, that your food not be adulterated, that your children not die prematurely, that you not get cancer from contaminated food, and you not get cardiovascular disease and diabetes and the other diseases of undernutrition and toxicity, then I need your help. I need you to go to the site www.healthfreedomusa and donate, because this is expensive. This is difficult. We're willing to take on the difficulty, but it's also expensive to take on the role of emissary of choice to countries around the world, because we cannot win this battle if we are just Fortress America. Our food supply is globalized. Our policies are globalized. And what we're doing is nothing short of taking on the multinational giants to take back our health. And if you're not interested in helping in that, then you're interested in allowing it to happen and in presiding over your own demise and that of those you love. And that's a very, very weird position. I can't believe that most people who know about this won't want to see their health protected and restored through clean, unadulterated food and through nutrients. I was telling you that on July 4th, the United States jubilantly celebrated the ratification or adoption at Codex Alimentarius Commission of the Vitamin and Mineral Guideline, which treats vitamins, minerals, nutrients as toxins. A few months later, the World Health Organization came up with the rule of how to define a toxic an adverse event related to nutrients. An adverse event related to nutrients for the World Health Organization, are you ready for this, is any change in anything that can be measured in a human being, any change in a biomarker is considered to be an adverse event. That's what Codex will bring you, vitamins and minerals, nutrients at levels so low that they are designed by intention to have no impact on your body in the face of a food supply which is so contaminated that it will bring you disease and death, to your loss and to the profit of the death industry. Now, we're asking you to take this battle on. We're asking you to spread this information to everyone in your circle of influence. You have email. Use it. Sign up for the newsletter at www.healthfreedomusa.org. Get yourself a copy of the DVD and of the ebook. Become informed and become a point of information and sign the petition. These are steps that you can take. And, of course, donate, because if this isn't your battle, then you're willing to die. It's that simple. And if it is your battle, you have to fight with your information dissemination capability. You have to fight with your mind. You have to fight with your purchases and buy organic food without the pesticides, without the terrible, terrible degraded quality in the meat and the vegetables, without the irradiation, without the genetic modification, because your only protection is organic food. And we hope that you'll decide to help us make the world safe for people who need to eat, which happens to be everybody.
Well, thank you, Dr. Labo, and we're out of time, but I appreciate what you and your husband are doing, and we look forward to getting you back on our other programs, and hope you'll keep us abreast of what's happening as you travel throughout Africa, trying to get people aware of the fact that there is an organized effort for the health. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
American Biotech Labs, a world leader in silver technology, introduces Silverbiotics, a patented silver supplement that's the ultimate immune system support. Doctor recommended and a natural alternative. Dr. Ken Friedman, a medical research writer and author of the book The New Silver Solution, states, Silverbiotics is 96.8% bioavailable and can safely be used every day to support a healthy immune system. To order your Silverbiotics, call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Buffalo Bill Cody, frontiersman, buffalo hunter, showman, not exactly a guy who was easily entertained. That's why he spent so much time in Denver. There was always something going on, just like today. From world-class sports, shopping, performing arts, museums, and restaurants, Denver has it all. Why go anywhere else? Invite your family to experience a Mile High Energy, too. Find visitor specials for the holidays, New Year's, and beyond at Denver.org. Sponsored by the Denver Metro Convention and Visitors Bureau and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Pain, it can really affect your day. If you're looking for a natural way to help with your pain, Healthy Nature's NutriPain may be just for you. Whole dried herbs are specially blended to help ease your muscles or sore joints. A 60-capsule bottle is just $12.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 and ask for Healthy Nature's NutriPain.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and I hope you enjoyed our program this morning. If you can, when we talk about the fact that there is a organized effort to destroy the health of the American people. If you don't know about water fluoridation, you need to get a material on it. You need to go to the website of the lawyers, the engineers, the scientists who work for the EPA, Environmental Protection Agency, www.nteu280.org. Pull down the entire website, read it, study it, take it to your doctor and say, why are you poisoning us? I mean, this decreases fertility. It lowers the intelligence. They know what it's doing. They're poisoning your children. The same thing is true with aspartame. It produces pathological obesity, has a profound impact on the brain. Certainly they know what the mercury in the vaccines is doing, and they're still giving it to our six-month-old children. In the influenza vaccine, they're giving influenza vaccine to all pregnant women, recommended, knowing full well it will concentrate in the mind and the brain of that forming child and destroy it and lower the IQ. This is what we're up against, ladies and gentlemen, organized evil at the highest level. You need to get our material through Radio Liberty. You need to get my Population Control Agenda monograph. You need to get my video, the planned population reduction, our video on population control, our four-tape set on population control. Understand we're up against organized evil, and they've targeted you and your children. Why do you think one in five American children has a neurodevelopmental defect, or actually it's one in six American children a neurodevelopmental defect or learning disability? You don't find this in other countries. Why do you think our kids do so poorly when they graduate from high school, you know, as far as their testing compared with children from other countries, where they don't have all the benefits we have here? Why do you think that we find twice as much cancer and diabetes and half again as much heart attacks and strokes here in the United States as comparable people in Great Britain? There is an organized conspiracy to damage your health. You need to get the information. We'd like to get a copy of our health catalog and the things that we take and that we think are good. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. We've got a great deal of information on fluoride and the book, The Fluoride Deception, which points out that in Newburgh, New York, where they did the original studies on water fluoridation, they had twice as much heart disease as in the companion city, Kingston, New York, where they didn't fluoridate the water supply. Gee, I wonder why that was. Why was it that the girls in that city had premature menarche? But they tell us it's perfectly safe and effective, and yet girls all across America are having premature menarche now, of course, because they put fluoride in almost everything we eat and drink. They're poisoning the American people. Fluoride is a deadly poison. You use it for rats. You brush your teeth with it. Why? Because it kills the bacteria. That's why it cuts down on dental cavities, because you use fluoridated toothpaste, and it does work. It does cut down on dental cavities. But you have to understand that you're getting a poisonous doses of fluoride. Call us at 1-800-544-8927. Again, our syllabus, The Hidden Agenda on Fluoride, and my talk on fluoride, and the DVDs on fluoride, and the four tape sets. Understand, take it to your doctor. They're poisoning the American people. We're dealing with organized evil, and when you understand that, it all makes sense. You need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, or watch the DVD and video, and get our other material. Our number again, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. Pray for America. Pray for revival. Please pray for revival.
Talk to the American Freedom Network. Contact us at P.O. Box 1750, Johnstown, Colorado 80534, or online at AmericaNewsNet.com.
This is Michael Golden, and I'm pleased to announce the release of my new CD, Mikamot HaKodeshim, Holy Places. Holy Places is a collection of some of my favorite praise and worship songs. It's available now at the American Freedom Network for only $15 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 to order your copy of Holy Places. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special